Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Now you've heard the news. Let's talk about the news. April 6th is upon us, Thursday. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program. Here's something that you probably didn't hear in the top of the hour newscast on your station. A hero skier, Jay, saved the life of a snowboarder. This snowboarder was completely buried head first in a massive snowdrift. Francis Zuber was maneuvering around the tops of trees in deep powder on Mount Baker, which is the northwestern part of Washington State. Didn't have any indication that he might end up in the right place at the right time. A one in a million chance, Carter, listen to the authorities describe this, that Mr. Zuber would spot this guy. He had fallen off his own skis in a, what they call a tree well, a few feet away from a trapped snowboarder.
Yeah, the snowboarder fell just far enough off the path that most people were passing by without even noticing. But because the skier fell in the same, almost the same spot, happened to see a snowboard, and then the snowboard moved and realized, oh my goodness, that's attached to somebody.
Yep, right. So he pulled him out. Imagine. And Mr. Zuber said when the snowboarder thanked him, no problem.
Happy to do it.
Catch your breath on that one, yeah.
Oh,
so there's something good. All right, here's something I will discuss, I'm sure, with Nick Miles, our auto expert, when he's here on Fridays with me. There's a lot, big controversy brewing. The feds say they're going to regulate car manufacturers to keep them from dropping or dumping. I guess, I don't know whether... dumping AM radio. So, Ford Motor Company came out this week, said that it plans to include AM radios in its commercial vehicles.
Good.
Excuse me, what does that mean? What would you describe as a commercial? I was trying to figure that out. Commercial vehicles, trucks, will have AM radio in them. What about people who have cars?
Yeah.
You're buying a Ford Explorer and you don't get an AM radio in it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. So anyway.
Unless they can charge extra for it. They'll figure it out.
Yeah, they will figure it out, you would think. Around the country, five people have been killed in Missouri. Vicious tornado there yesterday. And the rescue efforts are still underway. Five people in Bollinger County. Sheriff Graham there says, quote, is with great regret I can confirm five fatalities, names being withheld, of course, because they haven't gotten to all the family members yet. But 120 miles south of St. Louis was the site of the destruction. This furious, huge, black tornado. Wow. Debris everywhere. Homes gutted. Trees uprooted. The police chief said, we appreciate the work of the first responders and the neighbors who reached out to help other neighbors. Imagine going into this, the most peaceful or most enjoyable time of the year for many people celebrating Easter, and you've got this to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
So the National Weather Service says the storms have been particularly dangerous this year, especially when they occur in the middle of the night, because, you know, you're asleep, you don't get the warnings, right?
Yeah, 3 o'clock well, plus
in the morning.
It's so dark out, you can't see it anyway. You can't see how close it is.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So anyway, parts of Illinois today, Kentucky, Michigan, Tennessee, according to the National Weather Service, are under active tornado watch. And that's pretty, that's very uncommon. It's like, how do you spend your, you don't know what to do or where to go because you don't know when they will come, nor where they will come.
Mm-hmm. They can change directions very quickly. They can basically jump over things.
Like
they touch the ground, and then they can go back up and then touch the ground a mile down the road and then stay touched down for hundreds of miles even.
Yeah.
What was the longest one? It was a few years ago that went from, it started a little bit west of Nashville, went right past Nashville, went to the eastern part of Tennessee, stayed on the ground that whole time. It was astounding.
Usually when they hit a mountain range, they dissipate.
Yeah.
That slows them down or stops them. Same thing with hurricanes. A lot of weather just stops at the mountains. So at any rate, these people have had tough time. I find it interesting, you know, looking at the maps yesterday, looking at the national weather, the tornado swath went all the way up into suburban Chicago, which is pretty unusual. Get to a big city, you don't usually see tornadoes. They like flat, open land.
Mm-hmm.
They don't like a place with lots of buildings. And as usual, they're attracted to metal because of the lightning and thunderstorms going on in the tornado. And that's why they hit so many of these of the trailer parks. So anyway, dozens of people have died so far this year with twisters all over the place. Mississippi and Alabama have been especially hard hit. I guess I'm glad I'm not there. Frankly, it's nice to travel through some of these areas, but tough stuff. Speaking of things that are tough, okay, the latest poll on Donald Trump. Aren't you excited? Do you want to hear this?
Drum roll, please.
Yes. Donald Trump leads DeSantis.
Imagine shocker. Didn't see that one coming at
no,
all.
No, No. Trump surges to largest ever lead. Now, what does that mean, largest ever? The two guys have been in it for, what, 2 months? That's nonsensical. What a stupid headline that is. I'm looking at it. So, anyway, there are one of the polls that's out today asking Americans, do they think Trump should be allowed to serve as president if he's convicted? And like 99% of everybody, even Republicans, say no. So I've said this many, many times. I can't imagine a world where Donald Trump is president again of the United States, because he's going to get, whether you think it's fair or not, that's not the issue. It's whether it's the way, it's just the way it is. You know, there are this guy has created an aura around him, and apparently he's been like this most of his life. And where we found him amusing on The Apprentice, a lot of people don't find him amusing right now. Anyway, the poll that was conducted in the last couple of days, Trump has 47% support among Republicans likely to vote. DeSantis has 39%. But again, it's nonsense. People say, well, if it's nonsense, why do you talk about it? I don't know. I just find it kind of interesting. Anyway, there are some. There's another poll that shows him 26 points ahead of DeSantis. Of course, because he's been all over the news. People, you know, DeSantis has been struggling to try to get attention with some of the goofy stuff that he's pulling off in Florida. But because of what Disney did to DeSantis, I told you that story. Was it yesterday or the day before? Do you think everybody heard that?
Say it again, though.
How DeSantis got socked. You told me what the name of the group was. I couldn't remember.
James was able to pull
James.
It. You remember what it was.
James, what was the name of that group Disney created, that they bought up all this land and they created their own government.
Oh, I had it the other day. Hold on.
It's all right. It's not important to the story. It's just interesting. So DeSantis thought he was so clever, he found a way, he thought, to take Disney out of control of this whole area of Florida, so they'd have to pay more in taxes and they'd be more under control, and you know, they had more say, the state had more say in employment and stuff. And then the Disney people, their lawyers, found something that was passed like in 1884 or something, which completely negated everything that DeSantis had destroyed this board that was in charge from the late 60s when they bought the land and controlled this, like, big super county.
The Reedy Creek District.
Reedy Creek, that's it, right,
yep.
Thank you. Yeah, Reedy Creek. So, anyway, the guys working for Disney found this law, and they basically pulled the teeth and everything else out of what DeSantis had tried to do. He appointed some crazy whack jobs to a governing board to replace those who had been the Reedy Treers, and now the Reedy Treers are back again. So in Florida, people think that. I'll ask John Harper, who's going to be with us on the countdown tomorrow because Jennifer won't be here. I'll ask him for his view on this. But most people think much less of DeSantis after having basically been embarrassed by Disney. How do you take on, how do you think you're smarter than a multi-billion-dollar corporation that's controlled by all of these people from the entertainment industry, these guys that get paid hundreds of millions of dollars?
Yeah.
Are you smarter than they are?
There are people who their sole job is to find loopholes.
Yeah, exactly. They're like accountants do that. If the laws are changed for tax purposes, change them and we'll find a way around them. The Department of Justice has reached a $144 million settlement with Sutherland Springs. Remember the shootings there, the victims? This was back in 2017 in a small town in Texas. That church that was attacked, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the Justice Department has settled. This has been going on for 5-6 years, the battle with these people there, attorneys for the victims. 26 people were killed, 22 injured in the massacre in this First Baptist Church there. The families have gone through such pain and loss in the most horrific way, said the attorney for these families. Despite that, these families fought for justice, endured, and won. Not one, but two trials against the federal government. So they're going to still have to work out some details. Merrick Garland says that this needs to be done to bring a close to the uncomfortable process. Of course it's uncomfortable. The U.S. Air Force was 60% responsible for the shooting because it failed to alert authorities that the shooter, Devin Kelly, was previously investigated and court-martialed for assaulting his wife and her stepson on an Air Force base. And that was sealed, and that's why they were deemed responsible. So there you go. Something to think about for sure. 18 after, this is Good Day.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Replace your worn-out wiper blades and see the road better with help from O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, save $10 on a pair of Trico Force wiper blades. All rewards members get 4x points and receive a $5 reward with purchase. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades for free. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants and stuff.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. Here we have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
What should we do with the broke propeller? What should we do with the broke propeller?
Don't look at me, I wasn't driving.
Thank you, you're not helping.
I don't even know.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Hi there, ladies and gentlemen. I have a bulletin here. It's the 23 after the hour, social media time. I just found something that's all over social media, Jay.
Yes.
There's an inside comment that has become public regarding Brooke Shields and John F. Kennedy Jr. And we're going to get to that. I'm sure that we'll hold people spellbound. Spellbound. What does Brooke Shields have to do and say about John F. Kennedy Jr.? That's coming up right after this.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices, from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
So, Jay,
I just put into the
space bar, toolbar, whatever you call it. I've just put Twitter in there, and I see what comes up. So the first thing that came up is the story of a Florida woman who has a video of an alligator body slamming and then eating a python.
Okay.
That's the first thing that comes up. Second thing that comes up is a statement from Brooke Shields. Why she's talking about this now, I guess she was interviewed by Howard Stern the other day, and she was talking, he knew about her short-lived romance with John F. Kennedy Jr., so in typical Howard Stern style, he says, "Did you sleep with him?" And she said, her response was, quote, "He was less than chivalrous after she rejected his sexual advances on their first date."
Mm-hmm.
He didn't even look at me. He didn't talk to me. He just said, "I want to basically try to get her into bed."
And when she turned him down, he apparently was not chivalrous. But she did say that he was the best kiss she ever had.
Really? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, she's never kissed me.
thought it would be.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, I thought that was kind of compelling. Here's the story of Kenny G, who's not having such a good time with his ex-wife. Got to pay her $300,000 in attorney's fees and court costs. They have been in court for 10 years.
Yeah. Well, and this is one of those things. Well, he had to pay, originally at the time of their separation back in 2012, he would have to pay her $30,000 a month until July 1st, 2015 for child support. Then once the child support ended, he would have to go, it would go up, and he'd pay Belinda, his ex-wife, $40,000 a month until either Kenny or Belinda died or Belinda remarried, which she never did. And he went back last fall.
Why would you get remarried? If you got a
$40,000. I know you're getting $40,000, exactly. So he went back last fall to ask a judge to lower the spousal support, saying he does not make as much money as he used to. He's not touring anymore.
Apparently he used to earn $600,000 a month.
Well, and he still has that, I guess, from real estate stuff. Yes.
Yeah, right.
So the judge not only turned him down, but also was like, you have to pay her the $300,000 for her attorney fees as well. So trying to pay less, he ends up paying more.
How sweet is that, huh? How sweet it is to be loved by you, lady. What was her name? His real name is Gorelick. Kenny Gorelick and his wife, Belinda. So she came out on the winning end of all that huzzarai, right? 28 past the hour. Happy Passover there, Kenny.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Appian Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. China retaliated for the United States House Speaker meeting with the Taiwanese president by announcing sanctions today against the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library and other organizations over the self-ruled island democracy. Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy held talks Wednesday with President Tsai Ing-wen at the Reagan Library in Simi Valley, California, in defiance of Chinese threats. McCartney joined a growing group of foreign legislators who have met with Tsai in a show of support for Taiwan. Tennessee lawmakers in the House of Representatives expelled 2 Democrat lawmakers yesterday, an event Tennessee lawmakers call an insurrection as they encouraged a mob to disrupt a vote on the House floor.
Representative Justin Jones of the 57th Representative District expelled. I hereby declare Representative Justice J. Pearson of the 86th Representative District expelled from the House of Representatives of the 103rd General Assembly of the State of Tennessee.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extend Joe. A lot of talk shows are kind of tone deaf. We aren't. We're open for business at 855-999-DOUG. How about it, Jay? Open for business, yes?
Yes. 855-999-3684. Be part of the conversation.
The Daily Forum continues now. Good day. Time is 34 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner on Good Friday. So, Jay, I don't know if celebration is the right word. Or whatever, on the day that Jesus was crucified, the Calvary Hill, which is now the site of the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, standing there. I remember I've been there 4 or 5 times, just standing where the cross was, and then experiencing where he was laid in the shroud on that piece of cement.
I bet the energy and vibrations, God. I bet you could feel it so much.
Yeah, right, you do. The day is known also, besides being Good Friday, Great Friday, some people call it Black Friday. How many Black Fridays can we have? I don't know that I'd... somebody took that and used it in a different way for that day
marketed
after Thanksgiving. Right, yeah. Holy Friday. A lot of countries make this a national holiday. Certainly the nations that have lots of Catholics in them, the Anglican churches, the English, the version of Protestantism, the tradition requires that you fast, right? If you're a good Catholic, you don't eat anything today. I've forgotten how in Passover, these, it's very interesting how the Jewish holidays, especially around Christmas time, but Easter too, the Jewish holidays and some of the Muslim holidays all kind of fold in to approximately the same time. Ever notice that? How they all sort of come together at the
certain
same time?
Times of year. Yeah. And how different, even just within Christianity itself, how there's so many different denominations that some will honor Lent and not eat certain things, not only Catholics, and then others will do the fasting until sundown and then eat once the sun sets. And it really is kind of interesting how it can be so different, but all within relatively the same religion.
So the essence of the business about Good Friday and why it's called Good Friday, there are a couple of different theories. I remember when I was in Sunday school, I was told by one of the Sunday school teachers that it was really God's Friday, and then it became Good Friday somehow or other. But a lot of devotees, people who are really devout Christians, don't call it Good Friday. They do call it God's Friday. And so the essence of it being good, way that Jesus stood against the evildoers, that's a modern phrase that I think was it adopted by George Bush, or did it come from George Bush? Remember how he referred to the axis of evil, the evildoers? And so here we still have the axis of evil, we still have evildoers. So if Jesus sacrificed a lot, and a lot of people believe that the sins of the world, I remember that phrase being used a lot as well, the sins of the world washed away by the sacrifice. And then obviously it's the ultimate sacrifice, right? So has mankind been saved? What does Jesus think? If you really believe in Jesus and his goodness and the goodness that comes from really believing and worshiping, what about the modern day? What does Jesus think about what's going on right now? And especially with those who are so devout. I find this, and this really annoys a lot of people when I say stuff like this, but it really, the contradictions that come about as a result of people saying they're good Christians, and then they don't tolerate much of anything. Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
Judge not lest you be judged.
Right. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah. A lot of hypocrites. But at any rate, hopefully if you're someone who sees the world as it is, and a lot of people see it in different ways, I happen to think there's more good than bad, frankly, and I've always thought that way. But it's hard it's hard to get a balance sometimes. Take this example and see what you think about the reality of Scott Lehman and a lady named Shayna Unger. They are the first deaf-led team to stand on the peak of Alaska's Denali Mountain. This happened a couple of years ago. And when that climb was over, that took them up to 20,310 feet, by the way, they went up there and they hadn't even unpacked their gear. They started to plan their next expedition. So apparently now they're going to strike out on their latest high-altitude odyssey, the two of them. Ms. Unger is 33 and Mr. Lehman is 31. They're going to attempt to reach the summit of Mount Everest, which is the highest mountain, almost 30,000 feet. So they thought to themselves, I guess once they get down from Denali, isn't there there's a Chevy or a GMC Suburban that's named Denali. I wonder, it's got to be for the same reason.
Probably.
Yeah. Anyway, so the two of them said, when they got off that mountain, let's go for it.
Yeah, they want to become the first deaf climbers to ascend it.
So what handicap does being deaf present when you're climbing a mountain? Is it being able to talk to each other, watch TV? What sort of problems would that create, one would wonder?
Yeah, they'll still be able to communicate with ASL, but probably maybe listening, hearing for any surrounding dangers, any troubles. I think a lot of people can go up by themselves, but I think that there are also people who are trying to make it, what is it? They go, they even just getting to the base camp of Everest is a feat in and of itself.
Oh, yeah.
If you can do that, like, you can still count that as a win. And if that's the only thing you do for Everest, that's still a huge win. But I think that there are, what are they, the Sherpas who can help? Sherpas
carry the
can also come and help
stuff.
And, and help guide you. But I think maybe it might just be being able to listen if there's any dangers around. They might not be able to hear it.
One of the things that I've liked most about being, to go back to Good Friday for a minute, about being a good Christian boy was singing, as I did in all the choirs, both the junior choir and junior high school and the senior choir. It was a lot of fun to sing songs. And I remember Climb Every Mountain, which wasn't really a religious song, but yet it made its way into actually this time of year. Always we're Climb Every Mountain from the movie. So that comes to mind when I see this story. Here's another one. We've talked a lot this week, Jay, about people who are old doing things, people beyond 100, beyond the centenarian mark, who have done pretty amazing things. Some interesting characters, interesting stories. So here are sisters Ruth Swedler and Shirley Hodes, who are, let's see here, Sweeter is 103, Hodes 106. and they argue with each other about who really is, because they actually have forgotten. They're pretty, they've stayed mentally sharp, but they can't remember who's the older of the two. They don't, which one, like Ruth doesn't remember whether she's 106 or 103, and Shirley the same thing. So they go back and forth as a cute argument about their longevity and who has been around longer. I think that they both have accomplished great things.
When you forget
who's
the older sibling,
Nah, I don't feel that old. Yeah, well, that's it. If you really don't feel that old, then you won't come across as being that old. So God bless them.
And at the same time, don't we all kind of feel like that 14-year-old at times, 15-year-old?
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, wait a second, when did that happen?
Of course we do.
I was thinking about my own age the other day, and I was like a decade and a half off, and I was like, wait, when did that happen?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. When do we get to Easter again? Maybe is another question. And the stuff to celebrate. If you look at the moon last night, the moon
was
beautiful.
Fabulous.
Full. Yep. And then there are other things. There is the there's a purple pink arc that was in the sky. Kind of looks like an aurora borealis, but actually is something else. I'm trying to remember what it is. But the night sky and the things, and even the daytime, with all the weather we've had this past week, and this time of year especially, the rainbows that show up after some of those storms, they bring peace,
beautiful,
I think, to people when they look at that sort of thing.
Yeah, we actually hopped in the car last night because the sky, as the sun was setting, before the moon was as bright as it was, it was kind of like that cotton candy sky where it was the different shades of pinks and different shades of blue all kind of intertwined with each other, that we hopped in the car and we're like, let's just drive west, see the sky for as long as we could, and then turn around and came back.
Speaking about the weather, I was looking into the tornadoes and the other storms that have ripped through the Midwest and southern part of our country over the past week. A lot of towns have had a lot of losses, life and buildings, and how do you rebuild all the lost infrastructure, schools that have been destroyed, that sort of thing. I'm looking at the city, the town of Moore, Oklahoma, and what some of the people there, the leaders of the community, what they're doing. This may be the best example, Jay, of what can happen after the really terrible, terrible event like they've had this week. There are a couple of different meteorologists who have gone through, they've weathered the storm, all these tornadoes. There are places that I remember since being a broadcaster, but also earlier in my life when I was studying social studies. This is a social studies study because of what the people have done, how they've reacted, how they've recovered. And there's some of these communities, like Moore, that have been wiped out. In 2014, it was wiped out, basically. They put in a new building code to hopefully keep it from getting, when the tornadoes come, because they inevitably, in this part of the world, they inevitably do come back again. So they have required wind-resistant garage doors. I don't know. I mean, I understand that they want to address it, but when there's a tornado with 140, 150, 160, 170 mile-an-hour sustained winds, you're not going to do much to keep the house on the foundation. But at least they're trying. And so that, you know, you kind of tip your hat off to some of these places. Wow. Imagine living there and seeing this stuff. Maybe you get numb to it almost, like we did to hurricanes when we were kids. Okay, so from the OOPS department, Department of Defense training exercise involving both the FBI and the U.S. Army Special Operations Team went wrong here in Boston this week.
I don't know why this story makes me so happy.
What?
It's like one of those stories that we need in the news.
Yeah, right. So, anyway, these, you know, we talk about the blunders. The feds detained a civilian staying in a hotel room. And so they entered and raided the wrong hotel room.
Mm-hmm. They thought it was part of the training exercise.
Right.
So they're coming after this who they thought was a team member.
Right.
It was genuine hotel guest.
Yeah, right.
Like, what is going on?
Wrong information. Well, it's kind of, you know, this you can smile at this, but mistakes happen for sure. We're all human beings who make mistakes. But it reminds me of the story of the police. Remember that lady that was shot and a guy because the police went into the wrong home? I forget the names of it, but I can remember. It's kind of vivid just thinking about all. It reminds me of that early song that was sung by a lot of different histers that basically celebrated somebody who was in love with a woman and went to the wrong, thought he saw somebody kissing her and he was on the wrong street. You know, this is the kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, remember that?
Yeah,
anyway,
Breonna Taylor.
So the Boston police have mud in their eye. Well, what else is new? It's 48 past the hour on Good Day.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale is on, with limited quantity deals on top tech. Save on select PCs powered by the latest 12th-gen Intel Core processors, like thin and light XPS 13 laptops, Inspiron laptops, and 2-in-1s. Plus, get savings on select accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new plan. Nothing is
use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
Did you hear about Taco Bell's apology?
Yeah, they apologized for going too far with their breakfast. Like the naked egg taco and chicken biscuit nachos? It was too much. All you need in the morning is tasty, simple food. Like the breakfast crunch wrap. Fluffy eggs, melty cheese, sausage, crispy hash browns, wrapped in a warm tortilla. Or, as some call it, a breakfast crunch thing. Grab one today, only at Taco Bell. At participating U.S. Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only until 11 a.m. while supplies last. Contact local store for hours and participation, which vary.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Food, farm, and family, the focus here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. This supports the program brought to you by Progressive Insurance, which provides insurance for motorcycles and boats and RVs, as you know. If you want protection on the road and on the water, here's a good reminder. Check it out, 800-PROGRESSIVE or progressive.com. So from the Food, Farm, and Family Department, here are some more voluntary recalls, Jay. This is lettuce this time from Revolution Farms in Caledonia, Michigan. They have voluntarily recalled the products that they produced earlier in the month because they have a potential to have listeria in them.
And there's a lot of products in this recall.
Yeah, right. There's, let's see here, gourmet salad, green sweet crisp salad, the spring mix, robust romaine, romaine lettuce, boats, sweet. Well, there's a whole list, as you said, and we published it at foodfarmandfamily.com. But the bottom line is, again, for the umpteenth time, me talking about it is probably not going to change anything. But if you live, for example, in this circumstance or this recall, excuse me, if you're in Michigan, Ohio, Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, Wisconsin, you shop at the Meyer stores or Kingman's Market or most every one of these stores, whether they're big or small, are carrying this product, these products that are sealed, and they are sealed before they are clean, and that's what creates the problem for anything that's packaged. Spinach, lettuce, any of this stuff, the salads. So bring them all back to the retailer, get your money back, and also make sure that you get your time. It's not your fault that these things are crap and not eatable, not edible. So get your money back and then some. All right? But yeah, unfortunately, we all have to be wary of this stuff in this time. The way, you know, there are a lot of risky foods. We had a report, excuse me, earlier about the risky recall foods at the grocery store. What is a hazard when you're not careful? What you are consuming and the risks that it causes, if it doesn't cause a problem, it certainly poses a problem for a lot of people. Some of the basic staples, even coffee and dairy products,
a lot of outbreaks of illnesses linked to our friends, the salmonella, the listeria, the E. coli, the oysters down in Florida that were recalled, that kind of stuff, and even stuff, the things, I think we talked about the, was it Trader Joe's and, you know, all different levels of stores. Trader Joe's is upscale,
yeah.
Aldi is downscale, Costco, they all get the same stuff. You see, they present themselves differently, but most of these retailers have the same products across the shelves.
Well, just a lot of them are owned by the same parent company,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, right, exactly. There are only four companies, basically, that own all the grocery stores in the entire country. The big chains, there are four of them. And so they all use the same stuff, and so whether it's cheese, deli meats, there's all that sort of thing. Seven deaths and 409 illnesses. Ground beef on the list as well, with a couple of deaths so far this year. 643 people ill because they're... We don't even know where the food comes from. That's another big problem. You don't know because there's no real food labeling, especially with the stuff that comes in out of the country. So I hope the word here, the word to the wise, is sufficient. Here's a number of reasons why you ought to... This is really going to bother people. No more microwave popcorn. This is something...
And it's not really the microwave that's the problem.
The bag.
Some people do ditch microwaves because they think it's a big problem, but yeah, it's the bag
itself. But the chemicals in the bag that are leaking through, there is all kinds of stuff that you can get. Popcorn lung chemicals in the... And the stuff, the butter flavoring, that isn't really butter at all, it's garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Like the stuff you get at the... when you go to the movies and you... push the thing to put butter on the popcorn. Do you know what you're getting? Ah, it's not butter. It's poison. I don't know how the heck these people get away with it.
Better than, apparently even that stuff is better than the microwave popcorn.
Yeah.
That even if you just pop it yourself and use some of those chemical things, it's still better than what the microwave popcorn was. I was heartbroken to see this because I am a big fan of microwave popcorn. I am not going to lie.
No. Well, there you go. All right. With all of the tornadoes this week... Story of a farmer that could have been dead. Somebody in Tipton, Georgia. His name is Bill Norton, the owner of Clover Hill Farm. Farm was basically run by the family since the early 1800s. Tornado came through, blew the town apart. Did I say Georgia? I mean Iowa, sorry. But this is, there's a guy, there are a number of farms certainly that have suffered the same fate as all these towns and all the parks. It just is, you know, Mother Nature getting after you. But God bless the farmers that are putting up with this stuff. All right, here we are at the Farm Food and Family Desk at 59 after the hour, and good day.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.